3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I'm just taking a moment here before we get to Brian Maloney to respond to 804. 804, all caps. Now, I don't know if he's angry or he just doesn't know how to, you know, uncap his caps. I have no idea. But 804 says, the Katz radio show is becoming stale. Maybe it's time to retire. Now, you may be thinking, well, you can respond, Jeff, but don't be angry, don't be nasty. Well, here's my response. I'm going to share it with you the same way I'm sharing it with him. Retire, question mark. Yeah, sounds good to me. LOL, beach, ocean, cool drinks, and pineapples. Thanks for listening, Jeff. There you go. Now, I'm not retiring that I'm aware of, but this poor guy at least gets a response. And you think he feels better, Germ? You think at the end of the day he goes, oh, look, that guy's not retiring. He's just a jerk. Well, I'll take that one. Brian Maloney. That's a bad segue because I said the guy is just a jerk. I'm not talking about Maloney. No, Maloney's a good guy. He's always been a good guy. He is the radio equalizer, the television equalizer, the newspaper equalizer, the media equalizer. Brian, thank you for being here.
Oh, I don't even know how to respond to any of that. But don't retire, Jeff. No.
No, no, you don't want your Thursday afternoons to open up that much, do you?
Yeah, exactly. So tell him that you're not going anywhere. But, you know, I mean, you know, you didn't have to read that on the air. But, you know, I think it shows it's a good thing that you did read it. You know, it's like you're not afraid of it.
Oh, gosh, right? No. Oh, come on, please. Tell me how much you hate me. I'm going to move you right to the top of the list. That's great. Fantastic. I've been married for 105 years, whatever it is. I've heard this stuff before. I got to ask you something, Mr. Maloney. I put together a little list, and I just want you to hit back. Last night, we took away billions of dollars, right? NPR, PBS, foreign aid for people who hate us. Our border is closed. Retail sales are up. Department of Education is in the process of being shut down as much as it can. Had an actual budget surplus last month. Jobs numbers, job growth occurred exclusively in the private sector, not government. Gas prices are down. That's the first 6 months. Now, you and I sometimes think, well, President Trump could do this or he should do that. Is there anything that he's not doing that, he should be doing?
Yeah, so his presidency in terms of policy is a success. It's a major success. Mm-hmm. But in terms of messaging, it's not a success right now. And that's the difference. So in terms of substance, in terms of policy, he's getting things done. Has he gotten done all the things he wanted to? No, but I mean, you know, I mean, Washington's broken, so you just get done as much as you can. Right. And he's fighting for it. He really is. But again, the messaging is bad, and that's what needs to be fixed. So we've talked about it before, but it's become so much worse over the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. In fact, even just since I was on with you, because, you know, you bumped me for the governor last week.
So. Oh, you didn't take that personally, did you? No.
I just thought you could tell the governor the next time, you know, he wants to just call in, he can do it on another time, you know, but
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Maloney, is this text, are you an 804 texter telling me to retire? Is that what this is? No. Okay.
All right, but the point being that in terms of messaging, Trump has really gone downhill because he's doing something that violates one of the first rules that I learned in broadcasting a million years ago, and I'm sure you did because we were both starting around the same time 30-plus years ago in this business, and one of the first things I learned was never turn against your audience, never. Never turn on them. And Trump has turned against MAGA and America First vocally, repeatedly over the last week or two. And it's bad. It's bad. He's sending his own supporters running. And it is so unnecessary. And, you know, the flip side of this is, okay, so these Democrats in the Senate like Cory Booker, some of these clowns that are screaming today that, you know, well, I want those Epstein files. Where were you the last 4 years when we could have released them then? But you didn't want anything to do with it then. So they're as phony and transparent as possible. Right. But at the same time, Trump and this, nothing to see here. Move on. In fact, to the point where he's saying, you know, yesterday and today, just kind of like saying, I don't want you as my supporter anymore. Do you think we should push ahead with this? And, you know, I mean, it's essentially what he was saying. That is, I don't even have a word for that. Yeah. I mean, we've been involved with Trump in the political arena in this way for 10 years now. The modern Trump era began about 10 years ago. And there has never been a moment like that in 10 years. Never. Never. Not even close, Jeff. Well, they're saying, well, then Trump must be in there somewhere. If Trump was in there, we would have known about it years and years ago. Exactly. So there's somebody else being protected that's in there that will be embarrassing to the White House. I don't know who it is, but this is being handled poorly. I give this one an F.
Wow. Okay. Is there, well, how do you handle it then? If the president says, look, this is over. I know we said there was something there. We've looked at it. Hey, listen, there's really nothing there. Let's move on with stuff. We're cutting taxes. We're growing jobs, blah, blah, blah. Is that enough, or is there some other message? Because you said again, this is messaging and communication with his very, very, very basic core of supporters. I think you and I are in that very basic core of supporters. What else does he say, or does he just say, you know what? Well, I'm not going to talk about it, or talk to Pam Bondi or Dan Bongino. You know, they got it. They said there's nothing there. Let's move on. What does he do?
I think you release the files and take the hit. Whatever is in there, you release it. And just because what he's doing right now looks like a cover-up, and it's worse. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, what I want to know is, if there were never any Epstein files, then what was in those binders they passed around to the influencers that day? Remember that, those white binders that they passed around to the influencers that day that said Epstein files? I never really saw what was in there. Did you? I don't know. Were they blank pieces of paper? I don't know.
I don't know either. I do remember that image, and I thought, oh, that's an interesting one. This will be interesting as we move down the line. And you're right. Then nothing's come of it. See, here's the weird thing from my perspective, Brian. And I've listened to a lot from Alan Dershowitz. Remember, Dershowitz was one of the lawyers involved. The Epstein's last lawyer is now coming out and speaking. And I think there's some essence of truth here where they say, hey, there's not, quote, a list, right? I mean, he was a pervert and a degenerate and a smart guy, even though he was sick and twisted and vile and a horrible human being. So he knew who he was providing these girls for. He didn't necessarily have to put it down in a spreadsheet. So I get that. I don't know. I just...
Well, are we asking about his personal files, or are we asking about the FBI's files related to Jeffrey Epstein, or are we talking about both? You know, and I think we're talking about both. Writings of Epstein's, and he was so much more intertwined with everyone in Washington on both sides than anyone will ever want to admit. You know, this guy, his whole career was, I mean, it's just baffling, baffling.
Yeah, just an absolute a scumbag of epic proportions. But, you know, as you're pointing out, an equal opportunity scumbag for other scumbags, regardless of their party affiliation. All right. So is this one of those things, Brian? And let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is with us. Brian is all about the effective messaging and taking policy that needs to be enacted and really getting stuff to go. And by the way, the vote woman. I forgot her name. I'm sorry. The woman you gave to us, sent on to us with about the
bonus. Yes, Marley Hornick. I'm glad you were able to have her on your show.
She was great. She was great. Don't take it personally. We bumped the governor so that we could have her on. But
no, I got to tell you, if we still have a second, Jeff, that I'm going to be in Washington with her on Tuesday, and we are having a press conference at the National Press Club Tuesday at 1 p.m., and we are going to be announcing some big stuff. And that's why I wanted Marley to be on your show, and hopefully she'll be on again so that she can bring you up to date on what we do in D.C. But we are going to be suing Letitia James for elections law violations. And we're also announcing a new effort to free Tina Peters in Colorado and releasing voter data, a whole bunch of shady, fishy stuff that's going on in about 30 states, of which Virginia is one. So, the Virginia data is actually, and I hope that she got a chance to tell you about the Virginia data.
She did?
Oh, good, because there's some whoppers in there, just some wild stuff.
Well, okay, so a couple of things then. Make sure you send me all the info that comes out of this National Press Club. Press conference, because I want to share it. I want to use it on the air. Obviously, I want to get you back and her to talk about it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great stuff. This is excellent. Brian, do me a favor. Do everyone a favor. Remind them where they can follow you, what the best way is to see what you're doing.
Well, yeah, and why don't I throw in the website for that group, too, regarding the Tuesday press conference that we're doing now. That is Unite for Freedom, but it's just Unite number four freedom. So Unite for Freedom, number four, not the word four.
Okay.
UniteForFreedom.com. And then on Facebook, for me, it is Facebook.com/Media Equalizer, one word, that's Media Equalizer, or Red Wave America.
I love it. Brian, I do always appreciate you being here. I value your input. You're a great guy, a talent like very few others. And I will look forward to sort of poking in virtually, I hope, on Tuesday, and then sharing that with everybody and getting you and Marley back to talk about it. You're a good man. Thank you. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.